Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts SOLVE to 200-300. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley, because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text SOLVE to 200-300. That's SOLVE to 200-300.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israeli family members of hostages taken 4 months ago by Hamas joining a bipartisan group of American lawmakers and members of the Israeli Knesset at the U.S. Capitol today, all calling for their release. Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The family members have been mentally tortured since that terrible day on the 7th.
Secretary of State Blinken, working in the region to broker an agreement, a deal presented by Hamas, was rejected today by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Senate Republicans couldn't get the votes they needed to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says that's not an indication of chaos within his ranks.
Last night was a setback, but democracy is messy. We live in a time of divided government. We have a razor-thin margin here, and every vote counts.
The U.S. military has now found one of its helicopters that presumably crashed east of San Diego. Five Marines were said to be on board, their conditions not yet known. This is ABC News. Last night's 2.6 magnitude tremor northeast of Oklahoma City is the latest in a series of recent earthquakes rattling the state.
The nearly unanimous consensus is that natural gas fracking and wastewater reinjection are to blame for the latest quakes. But the question
is this related to wastewater disposal that occurred last week? Is it related to wastewater disposal that occurred several years ago?
Dr. Jake Walter is Oklahoma State seismologist.
We don't necessarily know.
If natural gas exploration and recovery have reawakened dormant faults, the earthquakes could go on long after the wells have been capped. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The CDC has issued a food safety alert for cheeses, yogurts, and sour creams potentially linked to a listeria outbreak. Rizzo Lopez Foods has voluntarily recalled all the dairy products made at a California facility and sold under various brand names nationwide. The outbreak taking place across 11 states has left two people dead. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Dodgeville man convicted of poisoning his mother over an inheritance dispute will spend life in prison.
A jury found Eric Way guilty in December 2023 of poisoning his mother with carbon monoxide to prevent her from selling off a farm property. The woman had planned to give Way and his son the property in her will, but decided to sell it before her death. Way attempted to get guardianship of the woman to stop her from making the sale, but was unsuccessful. That's when Way and his son, Philip Schmidt Way, poisoned the woman, according to prosecutors. Schmidt Way is set for sentencing next month. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Changes are expected from Milwaukee first responders after a woman was found dead at a bus stop in the bitter cold last month. Milwaukee Common Council adopted a resolution Tuesday that would require fire and ambulance first responders to exit their vehicles and search for people in crisis. That action by the council came after Jolene Waldrop died after slipping and falling at a bus stop on Milwaukee's northwest side. After Waldrop called for help, an ambulance responded, but the crew inside didn't get out of their vehicle to search for her. Shortly after her call, Waldrop was found, but she died at the scene. Resolution calls for a policy change by the city's fire department and ambulance service providers in the next 7 days. Teen accused of a mass shooting following Milwaukee's Juneteenth festival last year will be tried as an adult. Prosecutors filed a waiver last year for the 16-year-old to be tried as an adult. Tuesday, Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Christella Cervera granted that waiver.
The waiver petition is granted because it is contrary to the best interests of the juvenile and the public for the circuit court with juvenile jurisdiction to hear this case.
The teen is accused of shooting six people between the ages of 14 and 19 after the celebration last June on Milwaukee's North Side. No one was killed. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Your schedule is busy enough with your job and the family. Don't worry about keeping your vehicle's maintenance up to date. Let Adams Super Service of Durand do that for you with SmartFlow. You'll see what your vehicle needs along with a detailed inspection that's emailed directly to you. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you'll be able to follow your vehicle's maintenance and needs throughout the life of your vehicle. And it's never been easier or more convenient to keep your vehicle ready for even the busiest schedules. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your NAPA Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unseasonably warm day today with breezy winds out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour, which are pumping our highs into the mid and upper 50s. This all ahead of the storm system that strikes overnight, bringing rain throughout tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 45.
Let's wrap up coverage from Top Producer Summit with a couple of familiar voices to AgriTalk listeners. We'll talk outlook for corn and soybean markets and get reacquainted with this year's winner of the Women in Ag Award.
Live from the waning hours of the annual Top Producer Summit in magical Kansas City, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we begin with a conversation with the award-winning Pam Johnson. Then it's a conversation with Pete Meyer from Muddy Boots Ag. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lowry.
All right, Davis. Yeah, what a way to finish up our coverage down here, huh?
Yeah? Oh, absolutely. Couldn't be better.
Absolutely. We'll get Pam Johnson on here. Those of you that our regular listeners, or were regular listeners of the morning hour, the AM hour of AgriTalk, Pam was a regular on the free-for-all for quite some time, and hasn't been for a while, but she still is making her opinions known. And dude, when I heard that Pam was the winner of the Women in Ag Award, my first thought, honestly, was, you've got to be kidding. Why hasn't she been given this award before? Yeah. Why wasn't it given to her earlier? And it's unbelievably deserved. We're going to sit and have a conversation with Pam, get caught up there as well. I was on a panel this morning with Pete Meyer from Muddy Boots Ag. We're going to talk about some of what's going on in the biofuels markets, the sustainable aviation fuel market. Yeah, we talked a little bit about it this morning with Steve Nicholson from Robo Agrifinance, but I want to get Pete's take on a few things that are happening and just exactly what it might mean for the soybean market, oilseed market, and even the corn market going forward. We've got the supply and demand report coming tomorrow. Pete will help us get ready for that. And then we've got a prospective planning report coming up at the end of March. We'll get Pete's take on what to expect there, what we might expect there as well. So everything's good down here in Kansas City, man. It's beautiful.
Isn't it? 60 degrees outside, medium sunshine, I would call it, at least in this part of town. I don't know. Maybe the sun is always shining in downtown Kansas City. Is that the case?
Well, maybe filtered. Maybe filtered just a bit, yeah. Fair enough. It's looking good. looking good out there. We are wrapping up Top Producer Summit here in Kansas City. We've got a couple of more presentations down here to go. General Sessions, you won't believe who the last one is.
Oh, who is it? Who is it?
It is one Mr. Jim Wiesmeyer.
Mr. Jim Wiesmeyer.
That's
worth hanging around for sure.
Pro Farmer's very own Jim Wiesmeyer.
Have you seen him? Has there been a sighting?
Yes, yes, there was a sighting of Wiesmeyer not too long ago. If I'm not mistaken, he was wearing a very special pair of blue jeans, Davis.
Oh, really? Were they perhaps stretch blue jeans?
They might have been. They might have been. Let's get to the news.
Early weakness in the U.S. dollar index helped encourage short covering in wheat futures with soft red winter wheat leading the way to the upside. March SOW futures opened fractionally lower and tested selling interest at lower levels before rallying to close high range and back on the top side of $6. Crop watchers warn above normal temperatures are reducing winter hardiness of the hard red winter wheat crop in the plains, but the forecast for at least scattered rains across the region capped today's upside price recovery. March HRW wheat, 0.25 lower, 6.18 at a quarter. March SRW, up 7 cents, 6.02. March spring wheat closed at 6.96 1/4. That's up 3 cents today, Chip.
It's money management, Davis. I think that's what most of what is going on in this market. It's been under some pressure. We get a little bit of short covering going in the SRW market, that the market that is heaviest traded. But as far as trying to get anything going in the HRW or the spring wheat markets, it's just been really slow and really tough going.
Well, Chip, ethanol production in the weekend of February 2nd averaged 1.033 million barrels per day. That's up 42,000 from the previous week and 33,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. Ethanol stocks in the week climbed 509,000 barrels to 24.779 million barrels. March corn futures opened a tick lower and tried to move to the plus side of unchanged, but dropped through support at the January 30 low of 436.5. That was on its way to a new contract low, and a new contract low close, buddy. Needed range in Argentina, also limited buying. March corn futures 4.5 cents lower, 434.25. May corn down 4 cents, 446.5. July corn futures closed at 455.5, down a nickel today.
Okay. You know, I always talk about the market has to do one of two things to adjust. You've got to trade it low enough. You've got to trade low enough in a quick fashion to, you know, exhaust the selling that is in the market, or you have to trade low enough for a long enough period of time to change the fundamentals. Yep. Based on the attitude of the farmers down here at the Top Producer Summit, the corn market has traded low enough for a long enough period of time. They've grown very, very concerned about what it means for the longer term outlook for this corn market.
Well, Chip, the sell-off in soybean meal futures pulled soybean prices to the downside today. March soybean meal futures opened slightly lower, then pushed up to test buying interest above $12. Finding none, beans turned back to the downside. March futures did respect support at Monday's lows and recovered to close near mid-range. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's S&D report from USDA was noted in today's trade. Traders looking for a downside adjustment to the Brazilian bean crop estimate, but bulls are concerned any cut to the Brazilian crop could be offset by an increase to the RG bean crop estimate. Here at home, March beans 10.5 cents lower, 11.89. May beans down 10.75, 11.97.5. July soybeans closed at 12.07. Chip, that's down 10.75 today.
Yeah, tough day in the bean market, no doubt.
Indeed. March cotton 93 points higher, 88.47. Let's leave Bubba just a little bit of room. I think we've got him, Chip.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Davis. Let's bring in Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. Bubba, we're looking for that flip to switch, or that switch to flip, flip to switch.
We're live at the summit. What's up, everybody?
yeah, everything's going great here. But we're looking for that transition to happen in this grain market, and I don't know if we're any closer today than we were a week ago, bud.
I don't think so, Chip. You can't get any power to the buy side. They continue to drip lower. Every rally is sold into. The funds are in full control, and the equity markets are going to Pluto, which is just tells you how goofy things are right now in the entire structure. I mean, we know the economy is bad. Just look at the price of crude oil and everything that we look at. We can't get buyers to come in here, and as long as equities are going up, there's not going to be new fresh money coming in that isn't from the farming community. So this is going to be a problem until it's not. And at some point, it'll turn, but I think there's still room on the downside now. I thought this morning when corn popped a little bit off of that first sell-off that maybe things would start to turn around, but they went right back down to the lows again.
Yeah. You know, it is one of those, it's one of those deals where you got to make the market prove that it is done going down before you start trading it from the long side now, don't you?
I think so now. Just full disclosure, I do have a long position in a side account, like a bank account, because I became a farmer. I'm putting it in my bins by myself. But, you know, at the end of the day, the trend is lower, and there is really no reason to be a buyer here unless you want to take a shot. And, again, I think there's a better place to take a shot. I just thought that we were at a level when it looked like it was good. But, again, right now the commodities are so heavy. The grains are so heavy that they just can't seem to find any buyers, and it really doesn't make any sense because you go to the grocery stores and prices are through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. This is one of those situations that the pressure on the corn market in particular has lasted long enough that, Bubba, there's some anxiety. Anxiety is getting high among farmers as they're watching this thing.
I think very high, and if rates go up, then you better watch the bankers because they'll create some more problems.
That's right. That's right. All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
All right. Todd Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. We got Pam Johnson up next here on AgriTalk.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Potential. It's the one thing that farmers work tirelessly to reach. Sometimes it takes more than just sweat equity. It takes real financial backing. And whether it's land, equipment, or a little help to make the most of your operation, FBN Finance is the partner for you. At FBN Finance, our Farmers First philosophy means that we have a team of ag experts that looks at each farm and farmer's unique needs, giving you a loan package that fits your goals. And now with FBN Finance, you can get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. With great rates, instant approvals, and a pre-qualification on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk and Top Producers Summit down in Kansas City. Davis, real quick, I want to get to this conversation with Pam, but give us the closes that we missed.
Sure thing. Well, I've got April Live cattle here, $1.27.5 lower today, $184.80. The June contract down 92.5 to $182.20. March feeder futures $1.12.5 lower, $245.55. On your snout side, April lean hog futures 15 cents lower at 81.10. June up 37.5 cents. Chip, 95.57 and one half. Back over to you, buddy.
Very good. Thank you, Davis. Pam Johnson, it's good to see you again. How are you?
It's good to be here. It's good to see you.
I've been on the radio with you a lot. Yeah, I mean, there's
old buds,
there's
right?
not many people that have been on the radio more with me than you. But it's been too long, and I love having you back on.
Thank you.
As the winner of the Women in Ag Award at Top Producer Summit 2024, I'll be honest, when I saw that it was you, my first thought was, are you kidding me? Why hasn't she gotten this way, 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 way before? So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
When you were on with us on a regular basis on Fridays for the free-for-all, you had just started, and I start getting calls and emails from women that you have influenced in this business saying how smart it was that we had you on a regular basis. Your influence among the, I'm thinking of Julianne Johnston in particular. She melted when I told her that you were going to be on a regular basis. So the women that you had an impact on, Pam, I could count them, but it'd take me a while to get there. Congratulations on that. And a big thank you from all of them to you. And a big thank you from me, because I've gotten to know all these women that you had a major influence on, girl. It's so well deserved. So well deserved.
Thank you. Well, you know, I think as I look back, I said last night at the award ceremony, it's given me time to reminisce mm-hmm. and really think about what's been important and the work I've been able to do, the doors that have opened, but more so the people I've gotten to work yeah. with. And the legacy of not just having a succession plan on our own farm, but being able to see once in a while, I just had a call this week from a young woman that said, you don't know what you've meant in my life. And I had this issue and I said, what would Pam Johnson do? And she said, instead of just, you know, thinking about, oh, somebody should do something, I raised my hand and I went out and did it. And it was at the shooting in Perry. And she organized all the mothers and got packs and gift bags for all those kids to make a difference, to show them that somebody cared. I'll tell you, that melted my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That is impressive. You talk about the people that you've worked with. The part that got me the most last night was talking about Maurice. Wow. What a partner to have in business and in life for you.
Yeah, I don't know how I got so lucky, Chip. we've been married 51 years and, you know, we got married as kids, you know, and didn't know anything, didn't have anything. And through the years, you know, I've been around the world and mm-hmm. I've met a lot of people. I've met a lot of men. And there's nobody I would want to hitch my cart to besides Maurice Johnson. And so now he's going through a lot of health challenges.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I'm a nurse and I've seen a lot of patients too, but I admire this man every day. He gets up, he goes into the arena, he gets knocked down, he gets back up. If he feels well enough, he goes out to the field, he goes out to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And, he inspires me. He inspires so many people.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's
very
what
cool.
Life is all about, right?
Yep. Yes, it certainly is. Yes, it certainly is. This award used to be called the Trailblazer Award.
Yep.
If we were going to name it anything different, this would be the Door Crasher Award for you. Or Ceiling Buster Award, whatever you want to call it. Because you were the first woman selected to be president of the National Corn Growers Association. When that happened, you had to have some kind of an inkling that you were here for a reason and in the position that you were in for a reason, right?
Yeah, I'm a pretty spiritual person. And so I pay attention and try to be aware of things mm-hmm. and look for doors to open. And I always say, you know, let me do something worthwhile. Let me do something meaningful. And I don't have to ask that very often, and something comes up. And so, yeah, it's been good to reflect about those years of being National Corn President, certainly out of my comfort zone almost all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, I did it for me, but I think more so I did it because I had had mentors, men and women, yeah, and seen what they've done. And somebody said to me, if you can see it, you can be it.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's what I want to try and be. I want to try and inspire other people to think they can step up to the plate.
Yeah.
They can do things better than me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the glory of it all, right? Is when somebody picks up the ball and they do a better job than you do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about the farm.
Yeah.
Legacy. Planning.
Yeah. Succession planning.
Succession planning. Do it, right?
Amen, brother.
Yeah. It worked, and it worked for you guys.
Yeah. We are just so blessed. I don't even have the word because probably the best thing we've raised over 52 years of farming is two kids.
Yeah.
And then those two kids who married two stellar women,
yeah,
who contribute not only to their own marriage, but to the whole business. It's not easy, you know, but everybody works in the same direction, works toward North Star. And then, of course, then the biggest blessing is we have four little grandsons.
There you go. Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I can't control anything, but boy, it's like, carry on, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly is. You have already said what I think is going to be your advice to other women in agriculture. You've already said it, and I think you'll probably repeat it. But what advice do you have? And I'm even talking about it was great that the woman in Perry, you know, expressed to you how important that you are in her life, and the motivation and the inspiration that you have given her, to the point that she raised her hand. Now, the women that maybe they don't have the guts to come up and talk to Pam Johnson, but I'm sure that you've got some advice for her.
So I didn't have the guts either. You know, I'm a raging introvert.
Yep.
And I went to a leadership class actually when Maurice was president of the Farm Bureau. And they did personality profiling. And I was this little tiny group off in the corner with like four people. And everybody else had these huge groups of their personality group. And the woman in charge who was facilitating came over there and said, you guys, you like to hang out in the corner and just hope nobody notices you, right? And I said, yeah, exactly. She said, get out there.
Yeah.
We need you. The world needs you. So my message is, you don't have to be a Pam Johnson. Mm-hmm. You just, you know, I've got this thing at home I look at all the time. It's just be the, I don't remember how it's St. Francis de Sales, but it's be who you are and be that well.
Yeah.
So that's what I aspire to. And that's what I tell everybody. So, you know, whether you're leading on your own farm or leading in your community, or you want to be in a commodity group, just raise your hand and do something because it matters. And you don't have to, it's really about the little things, right? Mm-hmm. It's about the little things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a long list of ladies out there that at some point or another raised their hand because you inspired them to do that, Pam. And agriculture is better that you are part of it. That's the bottom line.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming over and talking with us. It's great to see you again.
And it's great to be back again.
Love it. Love it. Again, congratulations to Pam Johnson, the winner of the Women in Agriculture Award at the 2024 Top Producer Summit. Okay. I got to take a deep breath after that, Pam. Thank you so much for stopping by. Hey, when we come back, we're going to get into the commodity outlook. We're going to talk some SAF. We're going to talk biofuels. We're going to talk bio-based diesel. We've got a lot to talk about with Pete Meyer from Muddy Boots Ag right here on AgriTalk.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where March hard red winter wheat futures were 0.25 cents lower at 6.18¼. March SRW wheat up 7 cents, 6.02. March corn futures were 4.5 cents lower at 4.34¼. May corn down 4 cents, 4.46½. March soybean futures were 10.5 cents lower at 11.89. May beans down 10¾, 11.97½. March cotton 93 points higher, 88.47. On your livestock's April fat cattle, $1.27½ lower at 184.80. March feeders at $1.12½ lower, 245.55. April lean hog futures 15 cents lower, 81.10, but the June contract up 37½ cents to 95.57. One-half. More market news every market day. Try ProFarmer.com.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S. made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another unseasonably warm day today with breezy winds out of the south gusting up to 25 miles per hour, which are pumping our highs into the mid and upper 50s. This all ahead of the storm system that strikes overnight, bringing rain throughout tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 45.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Wow, I guess that bump, we're just trying to keep this guy a little calm before we open up the chute and let him go out to the arena. Pete Meyer with Muddy Boots Ag. How you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah,
good.
A little bit of a tough segue from
from the very calm and collected Pam Johnson to to you don't know what you're going to get with me, but okay.
But and now for something completely different. So Pete and I have been together here since about 7 o'clock this morning, maybe even a little bit before that, because we were on the panel with Tyne Morgan for this weekend's U.S. Farm Report. And so we've had a few discussions already today, but one discussion that I didn't get in on, Pete, was your breakout session. You said it was quite interesting, a lot of questions. What did you learn?
Well, what we did was today we talked about sustainable aviation fuel on U.S. Farm Report, and I just expanded it. I basically showed one of the panelists who was with us this morning from Southwest, and her final message was, we're in it to win it, right? We're in it. So what I did was I took out Southwest's plan, Delta's plan, United's plan, and just showed everybody in attendance that, you know what, these airlines are reliant on 50%, on sustainable aviation fuel for 50% of their carbon goals by the year 2050. And it's really an enormous number when you think about it. But the other thing we talked about in the breakout session as well was about the 45Z tax credit, you know, which are on your carbon intensity for your farm. And also, Chip, some of the stuff that we're doing with consumer packaging goods, as far as the companies, as far as them paying farmers outside of their normal business scope for sustainability practices. So between the CPGs paying and the 45Z tax credit, everybody knows 24 looks like it's going to be a tough year. But what those programs do is they add enterprise value to your operation, in my opinion.
Okay. How well is the 45Z tax credit understood?
Well, I think in the simplest terms it is. In the simplest terms, if you end up with a carbon intensity score of 0 on your farm, your corn is technically worth $1.59 a bushel more to the ethanol plant, or to the ethanol plant is going to get the 45Z tax credit. Now, how that happens, how that gets divided, I think that there's going to be some conversations. You need to have your conversations with either your marketer, and your marketer has to have that conversation with the ethanol plant, or you have to have the conversation with the ethanol plant. Now, the first thing that has to happen is that the GREET, G-R-E-E-T model, the EPA needs to accept that. There's going to be some changes to it. That'll be out March 15th.
Yep.
And then we have to start to move from there. But in essence, if the average carbon intensity score of a corn field in the U.S. is like 29.1, and around numbers, you get about 5.5 cents for every point below 29.1 you are, and that you can validate it.
Okay. The thing about it is the 45Z tax credits, they become available, I think, in 25.
January 1st of 25.
January 1st of 25. But that means that you've got to prove it on the 24 crop, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct. And quite often I get the question, hey, should I be looking for storage for my 24 crop? Because I know my carbon intensity score is, low. That's not for me to say, right? I mean, the fact of the matter is that we still are getting our ducks in a row. Let's see what the GREET model says. The IRS still needs to come out with a view on what the end user of SAF is going to get paid. And there's a few moving parts here. But yes, there's no question that if you want to sell to your ethanol plant on January 2nd of 2025, that's going to be on your 24 crop. And if you can validate a carbon intensity score, in my opinion, I foresee, your marketer or yourself calling your ethanol company and say, okay, where are you for, let's say, second half Feb, first half March? The buyer would say plus 10 basis. Where are you now for zero carbon?
Right.
Okay, now it'll be a plus 90 basis. I mean, in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, the farmer needs to get half of his money.
It sounds good to me.
Right.
I don't know what the number should be, but it does need to be shared. There's no question about it.
Because the ethanol plants on their own are under tremendous pressure to lower their carbon intensity scores.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. Pete, there are some listeners out there right now. Mm-hmm. That are thinking to themselves, why in the world are they talking about this? This is all going away. This is all just going to, with the change in the administration, they're going to reverse all of this and it is going away. What do you tell them?
What I tell them is that if the Republican frontrunner, who from all indications wants to triple the tariffs with China and go from, let's say, a little bit under 20% to 60%, that Republican frontrunner would be out of his mind if he kills this, because what's going to happen is that if that's the case, and you and I both know this, our exports are already in trouble, mm-hmm. especially on the soybean side. So there has to be some concession to the farmer. Now, the last time that President Trump was in office, of course, we had an alphabet soup worth of packages to make up for the trade war with China. You know, you and I have talked about this. And you used a term that this morning that I use quite a bit, the domestication of the soybean crop and not a domestication of the corn crop. You cannot get this off the ground without tax incentive. If they were to pull the rug on this, yeah, then you have a problem yet, which is why I urge some caution here.
Yeah.
Let's not, if you want to get the carbon intensity score on 1,000 of your acres, it's probably going to cost you $5,000. Okay. Is that the end of the world? No. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. The other thing is that when President Trump was in office, he was always fond of the phrase drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
You know, crude oil, in my opinion, crude oil is just stuck in a range between 70 right. and 80 bucks. You know, if that happens, I mean,
yeah,
US is producing a lot of oil.
Yeah, we're stuck there with record production.
Right. But I mean, it just seems like it's, you know, it's kind of in a sweet spot here.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly does. It's rare that I am of the opinion that you do something just in case. Okay.
Okay.
I normally want to have real confidence before I say put even penny one into it.
Mm-hmm.
The certification of your carbon intensity score, do it.
Yeah.
Because there is a pile of money that is going to be available. I don't care if you believe in climate change or carbon sequestration or the carbon intensity score. I don't care if you believe in it. What you need to believe in is maximizing your profit potential. And this is going to be part of that profit picture going forward. The odds are it will be.
The way I look at it is this. What's the average age of a U.S. farmer?
57.
Right. And the new age of consumers, the average farmer at 57 probably, you know, says, well, you know, this didn't matter in my lifetime. The new consumers care about this stuff.
Absolutely.
They absolutely care about it. And, you know, it's one thing. Like if you buy a ticket, let's say on United Airlines, and you can offset your carbon score, you give them $19, they plant a tree or whatever. You know, you talk to United Airlines, the CEO of United Airlines is a gentleman by the name of Scott Kirby. He admits that's just a feel-good thing, right?
Yeah.
If you want to change it, you have to go to sustainable aviation fuel. Sustainable aviation fuel on a greenhouse cycle is 85%, reduces your carbon output by 85% versus if you made fuel from regular fossil oil, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only way they get there. So the first step would be, let's see what the GREET model says on March 15th. Yeah. I mean, look, you're going to have to prove that you were no-till or you used less NP and K or you had a cover crop to get those scores down. Stuff that you would have had it done this went well, not the NP and K, but certainly you would have had no-till and or strip-till and also a cover crop last year going to this year. But yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, like I said, March 15th is the date. We'll see if they adopt the GREET model the way we think they're going to, as far as the EPA is concerned. And then, yeah, you have to at least inquire. There are a few firms out there that are willing to validate your CI score for like $5 an acre.
Yeah.
So let's look at it, Chip. If you're producing 200 bushel corn and let's say your ethanol plant agrees to split it with you, you get 80 cents, $160 an acre, you're paying $5. You're net plus 155.
Right. Right. Yep. Excellent point. Okay. Another thing, and I think we can cover this real quickly. This morning after everything was done and I was trying to make my way back to get my computer, somebody caught up with me and said, Chip, all you need to say is that carbon makes up 0.4% of the atmosphere and it takes 0.4% carbon in the atmosphere to sustain plant life. We're not over that limit. We're not under that limit. It's where it should be. I said, I know. I get it. That's the atmosphere controlling itself.
Right.
I get it. He said, well, then why do you think that that we need to go through all of this? And I said, I'm not the one that thinks it. The people that are putting billions of dollars behind it are the one that think it. And maybe they're smarter than I am. I don't know.
I think that when you look at the investment made by the oil companies, whether it be Chevron with $135 million going to Bunge to upgrade those two plants, whatever. Whether it's renewable diesel or sustainable aviation fuel, there is definitely a consumer push to lower this. I mean, next to over-the-road travel, airline travel globally is the second largest producer of carbon dioxide it puts into the atmosphere.
Right.
You know,
let's work on it.
Can we argue about climate change?
There's a lot of cycle watchers out there that will.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yep.
But I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, we look at what's happened the last couple of years here with our corn crop in the U.S. and it's hard to argue that the climate change, or look at the snowpack out there today.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue that things.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. All right. We're in the middle of a conversation with Pete Meyer from Muddy Boots Ag. When we come back, we got the supply and demand report coming out tomorrow afternoon, Pete. It's kind of a benign report, at least it usually is. What are your expectations for that supply and demand report? And let's do a little bit of talk on what's happening in the corn market as well. We'll do that next from TPS 24 here on AgriTalk.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready.
and health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So outside, I want to be. But so much waiting for me. Yeah, I want to go outside, I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Reba McEntire. Growing up in Oklahoma, I had big dreams of becoming a successful country music singer. But I also knew the odds were against me and that I needed an education to fall back on. Studying never got in the way of my dreams. In fact, school gave me lots of opportunities I wouldn't have had otherwise with my career. Please stay in school and try your best. You never know where a good education might take you. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Hey.
Oh.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Oh, I'm waiting.
That's right. I'm going to let it slide twice today.
What?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Huh? I'm not That's into right. that. I am not into that at all.
Can't help you, buddy.
Oh, man.
Give it a
Welcome
shot.
Back
Give
to
it
Agri
a shot.
Talk. I'm
yeah.
Jeff. That is Davis. We're in the middle of a conversation with Pete Meyer from Muddy Boots Ag. Spent a lot of time talking about biofuels and SAF and some of the rules and regulations and incentives that are out there and some reasons, some big theory issues behind the supports for the biofuels and SAF in particular. Let's bring it back, maybe take a step backwards here a little bit in this conversation, talk about the supply and demand report that's coming our way tomorrow. It's a February report. This one typically has about the least impact on prices as any report of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, this one in December, right?
Yeah.
December doesn't really matter much either.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly I think that, you know, you're going to get some revisions in South American production, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, both prompt corn and beans made new lows again today. So
yeah.
are you going to have enough to move the needle? You know, probably not. I would imagine that they would most likely punt on the domestic side and then just kind of finagle a little bit of what's going on in Brazil. But the way we look at it, I mean, we can take 5 or 10 million metric tons off of South America for both crops, and it may move the needle a little bit, but it's not, you know. And then the other focus obviously is the massive hedge fund short. I mean,
yeah,
we're going to be obviously today with making new lows. It's not a stretch for me to say we're at a record short, but you know, the last time we saw them short a billion bushels, you know, you have to balance that with, oh, I'm sorry, let me finish my thought there. The last time we saw them short a billion bushels and they capitulated and got out, the market rallied 30 cents. Okay. So it's not going to be
corn rallied 30
right,
cents.
It's not going to be a game changer. You have to balance that with how much unsold 23 corn is still out in the countryside. And to me, it's sobering to hear how much is still out there.
Did you pick that up in the breakout that you did?
No, I picked it up 2 weeks ago. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, presented a Corteva conference, and there were about 150 growers there, and they were very open and honest about it. And, you know, but it's hard. I mean, I totally get it. I mean, if anybody is emotionally attached to a product that they produce, it's the U.S. farmer or any farmer anywhere. So, but, you know, as far as the WASDE is concerned, I don't see much. As far as the outlook for them next week, you know, we kind of chatted about that recently. There's a lot of consensus out there that we can cut corn acres by 3, 4, maybe even more than that. I'm not in that. I'm just not in that boat. And I know you're not in that boat either.
Right.
And certainly we have to expect out of the USDA a yield, even though it may be unrealistic. I mean, we're certainly looking at a yield above 181 from them. So,
yeah. Yeah. And then the bottom line at the USDA ag outlook forum, the bottom line, is it going to push up into that 2.6? 2.7 range on corn carryover? Could it?
It could. What I'm very worried about is with weather, we end up with 3 billion bushel carryout and a 3 handle on corn. I'm not right. paying $3 corn.
Right.
And of course you say, well, yeah, great call, Pete. We're at 435. Well, you're really not stepping out much. But you know, it's
taken a long time to get to 435 though.
Yeah, it is.
So you know, saying that eventually we could see a $3 handle on corn, I think you and I talked about it on Crop Tour this last year. I ran it by you before I said it on stage. I just said, should I say something about the potential of a $3 handle after the crop that we've seen out here? And at that time, it was kind of touch and go because we were in some real drought conditions.
Yeah, we didn't really think much of it. But I mean, if you have a record production this year was not a record yield. Certainly it was, you know, the yield numbers are very impressive, even though it was negative to the market. I would have never thought we would have been as high as we were. It's, you know, we need Chip. We need to reset the entire business. We really do. We need a reset.
We need some demand. Where might that come from?
The export demand, I don't think is going to come there, but that's why we talk about sustainable aviation fuel, renewable diesel and all those products. Cause we need domestic demand, but the reset, you know, it's hard with interest rates at 7-8%. I mean, there's a lot of headwind here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of headwind here. But like I said, I mean, this domestic demand for fuel is not necessarily bullish, but what it will do, hopefully starting in 2025, is stabilize the market.
Yep. Yep. An extra, you know, and I don't say this lightly. I understand how big these numbers are, but an extra billion bushels of corn demand. Okay, so take our corn to ethanol number from 5.4 up to 6.4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And let's find a way to add 300 million bushels to our bean demand.
Yep.
Changes everybody's life.
Yeah, because your export numbers now are probably about as low as you'll go.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have a few years here once in a while where you're going to do a little bit better, but you know, the deviation between Brazilian soybean exports and U.S. exports, that gets wider every year. Last year was the first year that Brazil exported more corn than the U.S. did. The USDA has those converging this year. I'm not sure. Maybe we'll see what the Safrina crop looks like. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of – I don't think that divergence between Brazil and the U.S. on soybean exports widens much more. I see it kind of flatlining for the U.S. Yep.
Gotcha. Pete, it's always good to talk with you.
Thanks, Chip. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Next time we have you on, we'll talk about a little bit of a change in your structure, in your business structure, and what you got going on, okay?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. That is Pete Meyer, Muddy Boots Ag, here at TPS 2024 in Kansas City. Davis, we're wrapping things up, dude. Can't believe that another TPS has come and gone for us.
Yeah. It was a great event. I was down there a little bit, saw some great folks, shook some hands, reconnected with some folks. We get a little sappy. We talk about it, but it's the conversations, the relationships, the hangouts, really, that make things like this so valuable. It's awesome.
Absolutely. I even got to reconnect with a young Jones County 4-H'er. At least when I knew him, he was a young Jones County 4-H'er, and I was a counselor at his camp.
Whoa.
Back in the 80s, 80, it's called 45 years ago, something like that. How crazy is that? That was too much fun. Hey, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the conversations that we brought you from Top Producer Summit. Come back tomorrow morning. We're going to have a conversation with Emily Score from Growth Energy. Tomorrow afternoon, Mac Marshall.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American...
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms.